And here comes another episode from the Open Science Conference. With me is Elaine Lennart, but she will introduce herself in a second. All right, let's give it a go.
Yes, so my name is Elaine Lennart. I'm from Dans in the Netherlands, but I've worked for Open Air and now working for Open Air Advance. And together with a few colleagues of Open Air and from the Fair Data Expert Group, we conducted a survey last summer. From May till July, and asked researchers, but also research supporters, what they think about the rise in 2020 DMP requirements. So we asked all kinds of questions, if they missed things, what was unclear, if they wanted to have more support. And what was really remarkable that we didn't realize that, but almost half of the respondents to this question said they were willing to share their DMP if they were asked to. And now not all so many DMPs are shared. So from these questions that we had, a report was created which came out in January. And we also had a webinar in January around it. And on this poster there are some issues that people flagged with the Horizon 20 data management plan and recommendations to the EC. Now, from the issues, we also have 23% that had no issues at all, so it's not only negative. But there were issues around estimating cost, this is a clear one, and about insufficient guidance. So we recommended, for example, that there should be more discipline-specific guidance, but also reduce the technical terminology because terminology is often not clear or not clear within certain disciplines. And lots of people asked for more guidance in examples or use cases or best practices. And when it comes to reviewing DMPs, people would like to have more insight on how their DMPs are reviewed by the European Commission so that they could easily, you know, tick the boxes when they were asked to. I think that summarizes it.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. And I completely agree that this can be often hard to fill out such a data management plan. And do you think the more people share theirs, and also not only that the DMPs are shared, but also the feedback of this, I guess this can be also a meaningful resource for others as an example. Would you say this? Is this planned to promote this also as a kind of a teaching material or kind of example material for this?
Well, it is promoted and also recommended to the EC that they would make it more, not an obligation, but more recommended also to openly publish your DMP. But it is not, there's no chance at the moment, I think, that the EC would make their review openly available. But I think already by colleagues, you would have a fair amount of responses there.
Could one voluntarily make this open or in principle?
Your DMP, you mean? Yes, yes, definitely. Yes, there are several spots for that also. For example, the Digital Curation Center has a list that they have. And also Dans has a list. I mean, there are some institutes in every country that do provide these services. Yeah. But I think it's a good idea that you just mentioned.
All right, so what would be your main recommendations for somebody who has to write a DMP now? So what would be starting point? So if somebody has to do this for the first time, where to start and how can this help be helpful here?
Yeah, I think well, you have to look at the Horizon 2020 requirements, of course, for the DMP. But then I think you would be aware as a researcher what your discipline-specific guidances would be, but otherwise I would look for them and look for the repositories where you eventually would store your data and then ask them where to go if you don't know.
Thanks a lot. Any last words from your side?
No, thank you for this interview.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your time and have fun.